Well, across the area, elementary schools, middle schools, high school students, they are heading back to the classroom. And the same is for adults who are part of Encounter Ministries, heading over to Christ the King for a new year of Encounter Ministries at the Portland campus. Joining me today to let you know about how you can join in and even how you can get a little feel about what this ministry and school is all about. They've got some special come and see events. Joining me today to tell us a little bit more about it, it is their campus director, Janice Adkins. Good morning, Janice. Thanks for joining us again on the Morning Blend.
Good morning, Brenda. It's so nice to be here with you.
Well, as I said, school is about to get in session for another year of Encounter Ministry School. But to go along with that, you are really kicking off this year with a fantastic event that is open to the entire public. Who would not want to spend a transformation night with our auxiliary bishop, Peter Smith? He's joining you for a special event. It's coming up September 5th. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, so we are hosting our first transformation night with Bishop Peter Smith. It'll be happening this evening of Friday, September 5th. We'll start off the evening with worship, as we always do at Encounter, be able to turn our minds and our hearts towards God. That'll start at 6:30 p.m., followed up with a talk by Bishop Peter. He's going to be talking about maintaining faithfulness during the journey of conversion in life. And then afterwards, our trained prayer ministers will gather together and will offer prayer ministry to the participants as well.
You know, this topic about maintaining faithfulness, that's really an important part for families, because while we rely on faith to get us through difficult times in life, faithfulness can ebb and flow. But this type of a thing, especially as we head into the new year, just to maintain that, how is that lived a little bit through the classes that people experience at Encounter?
Yes, well, the nice thing is Encounter offers an environment where we as faithful can come together on a weekly basis. And what I have found as a student myself and now graduated is it's really helpful, because the realities of life is, like you mentioned, Brenda, we ebb and flow. And some weeks we're on top of that mountain, right? And we're living life to the fullest. We feel God's presence. We know our direction and mission. And other times we're in that valley and we're like, okay, what's going on here, you know? And so it's just really nice to be able to come together as a group of people to turn our hearts and minds towards the Lord and invite him into that space, you know, and to invite him into sometimes these hardships of life, and to have that fellowship too, like to see others around us that are going through the same thing sometimes, you know, and to be able to lean upon, you know, their stories and their love and compassion. So it's a really good environment for people to be able to come, and like I said, on a weekly basis, just to enter in.
Janice Adkins is joining us this morning on the Morning Blend. She is the campus director here in Portland of Encounter Ministries. They are getting ready to start a new year, year one, for Encounter, and they are excited to offer a special transformation night that is open to the public with Auxiliary Bishop Peter Smith. Janice, so last year you graduated a class, they finished year two, and your first year class, they're moving on to their year two, which means, well, it is open again for people to come and join. Tell us a little bit about what happens during the first year and what those students will begin to learn.
Yeah, so in year one, especially in this first quarter, we start off with identity and transformation. What we've learned is sometimes walking into these spaces, our identity has been spoken through us, through our environments in the world. And the reality is, our identity should be coming from our Lord, right? What he has to say about us. So students get to come in and start to kind of hear transformative teachings on our identity based through the Lord. We also get to learn about Jesus as the standard of our ministry. And then our authority as kings and ministering from that authority because of our baptism through Jesus Christ. So that's kind of the first quarter is identity. And then we continue on with our second quarter of prophecy. That's a really fun quarter, learning how to hear God's voice for not just ourselves, but for others and to be able to then have the courage to speak that out. And it's always really fun for students when they, you know, get something right. They're like, oh my gosh, I was right. Like the Lord spoke through me, you know? So we do that. And then we have a quarter of power and healing. The reality is that Jesus is alive and healing today. It's not just of days of old. So to see that, and then we wrap up the fourth quarter on inner healing. And that personally is my favorite quarter because once again, we're walking around with a lot of wounds and insecurities and lies that we've believed because of the enemy. And so to invite Jesus into that space and to hear him speak his truth over that and to remove those lies. So that kind of wraps up our first year. But this first quarter is really about creating that foundation for people.
Janice, we've heard that term, you can't give what you don't have. And it seems like Encounter Ministries, as much as it works to teach people to evangelize and go out and bring others to Christ, a big part of it is healing the person themselves. And how is that carried out then into the second year?
Yeah, so it really is after the first year of giving that good foundation and allowing, you know, the gifts of the Spirit to really start to work through your own life. So we do that, and then we go back to kind of have another quarter on all the things we learned in the first year. So the seventh quarter is on, you know, going deeper into that ministry side of things. And then we actually have a whole quarter on power evangelization, which is really interesting because for me, I mean, you hear, okay, at the end of Mass, go forward and spread the gospel.
Right.
And a lot of times that's like, okay, and how do I do that? Right? But and you do that by living a good, filled Christian life. And yes, that's beautiful, but I can't help but believe that there's something more to that. So we actually equip students with tools to be able to go out and do street evangelization or, you know, door-to-door evangelization, or just, once again, if the Lord puts a word on your heart for somebody who you're passing by, like, say, in the grocery store, to be able to have the courage and the knowledge to kind of release those words and to step out and ask them, like, do you know Jesus Christ? Have you heard of Jesus Christ? Things like that. So one of our practicums at the end of that quarter is actually to go out and do street ministry. And I've had some really beautiful testimonies and stories that have come from crossing that chicken line, right? Because the reality is there is that chicken line we all have to cross.
Sure.
But to see the fruit that comes from when we actually open our mouth and get out of our way, you know, and be able to go forward and share the love of God with others. So, and then we wrap up the second year with just some like administrative things like, okay, you've had this 2 years of formation. And the reality is that the Lord has been leading and guiding you. And now what is he going to be doing in this next chapter of life for you? What is he calling you and inviting you into? Are you going to be doing your own ministry? Are you going to be going back to, you know, maybe a ministry you've already started? Is he just calling you to, you know, live a good, deep life in your family and to share the gospel with your neighbors? Like, it looks a little bit different for all of us. So we call it the kingdom dream, right? What is the kingdom dream that the Lord is inviting you into?
Oh, I like that. Dream with the Lord. I mean, think about how much greater that will look like when you let the Lord be the guide on that. Janice Adkins is joining me this morning. She's been on the Morning Blend before. We are talking about Encounter School of Ministries, the Portland satellite branch is getting ready to start up a new year, and Janice is joining me today to let you know all about the great events that are coming up this year. Janice, this is so much fun, and I want to talk more about specifically what's going to be happening in that first and second year for those who sign up. I'm already against my break. Can you stay with me through the break so we can continue in the next half hour?
Of course I can.
And I'm back with Janice Adkins. She's joining us today. We have been talking about this incredible transformation night with Bishop Peter Smith that is part of the Encounter Ministries Portland campus, kind of kicking off this new year. Janice is the school director and is here today to tell us more about what you can expect and how you can get a little preview of a new year of Encounter Ministry School. Janice, thanks so much for staying with me this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Brenda.
Janice, there is a commitment to joining Encounter Ministries. What does it look like, at least for those who are coming for the first time? Obviously, your second year students know what they've gotten themselves into. But for people who are listening going, I've been hearing Encounter Ministries, I kind of feel this pull towards it. What exactly is being asked of me if I join the school?
Yeah, so the commitment that you would be doing is basically a quarterly commitment, right? You can sign up per quarter. And in fact, I actually invite people, you're not signing up for 2 years when you do it, right? You're signing up for the first quarter. Come try it out. You know, and that's why we offer these come and see classes for the first, you know, month. The whole month of September is the come and see classes. So when you come, you get to really experience what it would be like as a student. You know, what worship would be like, what the talks would be like, what the drive and the commitment, because reality is we're all driving, we're all going through that rush hour traffic and whatnot. But it's on a quarterly basis. So you sign up per quarter. And if you find that the Lord is like, you know, I'm not really calling you to this right now, no harm, no foul. You don't have to go to the next quarter.
Yeah. For those who are interested going, all right, that sounds a little bit better to kind of try it out. You mentioned those come and see events. That's a great opportunity, again, for people without having to make this long-term or even for a full quarter commitment. They can come and see, get a feel for it. Tell me about how that works.
Yeah. So our come and see classes start on September 4th with orientation. Now, I do like to let people know, orientation, you're not going to get any teachings. So it's going to be more of like, okay, what to expect as a student throughout the year? How do we enter into worship? Kind of more of those logistic things. Our actual first come and see class with teachings will happen next week on September 11th. And that'll be on the talks of identity and transformation and Jesus as our shepherd. So those are open to the public. No commitment necessary. You don't even have to register. Just come on by. I also like to say, like, ask the Holy Spirit, too. If you're interested in something that, like that, ask the Holy Spirit, okay, who do you want me to invite along with me? Because it's always fun when you're doing it with a loved one or a family member or a friend. And then on September 18th, we'll have another come and see. And our last come and see is on September 25th. And once again, that's identity and authority as kings and ministering with that authority.
Janice, it sounds like it is just shaping up to be another incredible year for Encounter Ministries. Janice, who are you inviting to come and be a part of this ministry?
I'm opening up the invitation to anyone who has it on their heart for a desire to come. Anyone who is desiring more, maybe more, a deeper relationship with the Lord, or maybe the Lord's put on your heart. You know, there's more to this just mundane life. You know, I've had a lot of people come and just say, like, I've always had this desire for something more in my relationship with the Lord and to grow deeper in my relationship. So I would just say, of course, it's open to anybody who hears this message, but especially for those who already have a desire or a burning on your heart that the Lord's placed there. This doesn't happen by chance that you're listening to this. He's inviting you into this space just to check it out.
Janice, I believe very, very much that there is a time and place, and there are people listening to us this morning who, yeah, they are the ones that need to know about this incredible ministry, that God is calling them to that deeper relationship and to just transform not only the Portland area, but this entire world to Christ. Where can people go to find out more information?
Yeah, so the event for our Transformation Night is actually on our Facebook page, Encounter School of Ministry Portland. And then for our website, to find out more about the classes and becoming a student themselves, they can go to encounterschool.org/Portland.
Fantastic. I encourage everybody, if you are on social media platforms, to join and follow all of the events that are happening this year through Encounter Ministries, and definitely take time to go and see Auxiliary Bishop Peter Smith on that wonderful event on September 5th. Janice, thanks so much for being with us. Always a great morning when you join us, and have a very beautiful and blessed year of Encounter Ministries.
Thank you, Brenda.
Again, that's Janice Adkins. She is the Encounter School of Ministry Campus Director. If you want to find out more information, too, on all of these events, that special event with Auxiliary Bishop Peter Smith, you're going to find on Mater Dei Radio's community calendar. You can find all of those links to Encounter Ministries and our community calendar on the podcast of today's interview at materdeiradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.